Public art is typically defined as artwork that enhances public spaces. But what happens when you involve the public in the creation of public art? I had a chance to get a sneak peek of a giant tree of life that's not only a jewel for an area mission, but an expression of San Antonio's ranching history. In spring 2017, San Antonians from all walks of life gathered to share their stories in charlas, charrettes, and their stories were realized and transformed into clay structures. Those structures now hang from the massive Árbol de la Vida, Tree of Life, just off a trail between the San Antonio River and the nearly three-century-old Mission San Francisco de la Espada. Robert Ammerman, executive director of the San Antonio River Foundation, says the clay sculptures come in all shapes and sizes.
They range from a couple of pounds for the little infill pieces that the kids at elementary and middle schools made to, I think, the largest piece is about 500 pounds.
The artist behind the project, Margarita Cabrera, worked diligently to involve the community on this massive project.
I've never made a public artwork this large. Piece is 40 feet tall and 80 feet across, and it holds 700 ceramic sculptures made by community members. And they gifted San Antonio and all of us these beautiful stories, very compelling stories, stories that were personal to them, personal to their families, personal to their communities.
In nearby Floresville is the ranching outpost to the Mission Espada, the Rancho de las Cabras, the Ranch of the Goats. It also dates back nearly 300 years. Cabrera, whose family descended from the Canary Islanders, who were some of San Antonio's earliest settlers, discovered another tie to the region while researching the project.
And while walking the grounds of El Rancho de las Cabras, I came across a historic marker that read, El Rancho de la Familia Cabrera. And I realized then that there was a connection to my family history and the history of this amazing city.
Robert Ammerman of the San Antonio River Foundation says the sculpture is a love letter to San Antonio.
Because of all the stories that were collected and the importance of kind of our history and the diversity of our culture and how that culture gets together, I love that that's literally embodied into this piece. So we have 700 stories collected from the community that have been realized, essentially, you know, converted into a physical artifact that will last for generations.
The sculpture will officially be unveiled in mid-May. Norma Martinez, Texas Public Radio News.